WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Last year was a severe season for flu, with UK healthcare seeing near record hospitalizations from the virus. In recent weeks, UK has seen a large increase in hospitalizations, and our flu season doesn't even peak in Kentucky until February. My guest today is going to talk about just that and why it's not too late to get your flu shot. Dr. Nicholas Van Sickles is an infectious disease specialist at UK Healthcare. Nicholas, thank you very much for chatting with me. I know last flu season was really intense, and we're getting reports that this flu season might be even more so. Is it too late for us to get a flu vaccine if we haven't gotten it? And what other precautions should we be taking right now?
Sure. So yeah, definitely this season is ramping up to be difficult, just like last season was, for perhaps a few different reasons. But to answer your question directly about the flu vaccine, it is not too late. In fact, we have even early evidence that perhaps the flu shot this year does have protection against the subtype of flu that's circulating right now. It's still early, too early to say completely, but it is not too late to get your flu vaccine. Flu is still ongoing. You start to make antibodies and protection from flu virus after getting the vaccine within days. So get it now. If you haven't, protect your family, protect your children, protect anyone around you.
What other things can we be thinking about in addition to getting our vaccine? And I know I was grateful. I got mine at UK right when it became available. And I think I was tired for a few hours, but that may have been psychosomatic on my part. But what other precautions can and things should we be thinking about?
Sure. So I think the main things that we always talk about with respiratory season in general, whether it be flu or RSV or COVID or the common cold, are hand hygiene, getting any vaccinations that can protect you. And then, if you are sick, and especially if you're sick and have fevers, staying home, whether that be from work, from school, or around other people, stay home unless you need to go somewhere for something urgent, like a doctor's appointment, or because you're feeling so sick, or the emergency room because you're feeling so sick. But otherwise, stay home. But hand hygiene is one of the most important things, especially with flu. You know, washing our hands before we eat, before we prepare food, after we've interacted with, people or in a group setting, and then certainly encouraging others around us to do the same, and then wiping down any high touch surfaces if you are in a household with somebody who has the flu or really any virus at that point.
And I know our listeners can't see me when I do air quotes, but I know sometimes there's a myth out there that it's, quote, just the flu, end quote. And can you talk a little bit about that, how this is very different from, say, a common cold, that type of thing?
Sure. So the flu virus causes people to die worldwide in the millions of numbers across all years. It is very deadly to adults, to children, especially those who are with weakened immune systems from medical conditions or medications they have to take, but it kills people every year, and we can help prevent that by getting the flu vaccine. Even when the flu vaccine is not well matched to the viruses that are circulating, it helps prevent death, it helps prevent severe illness from the flu, and those two things are really our goals in vaccinations, is to reduce people's illnesses, make them feel, they can get through it and move through the illness and move on with their day. It's hard to know season to season which strain of the flu virus is going to affect which population the most. And for that reason, we recommend everybody get their flu virus vaccine every year, because we want everyone protected and not in the hospital.
And by doing so, and by taking those other precautions, we're not only protecting ourselves, but we're protecting our loved ones and our community as well.
Sure. And yes, definitely. The more people get vaccinated, the less chance it has to continue to spread. And so, yes, I definitely recommend it for the purposes of protecting everyone around you, because if you're not as sick and you stay home and isolate and you've had your vaccine, you'll likely get better faster. And so that is a good thing for your community.
Well, Nicholas, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about this particular flu season going forward?
We've gotten a lot of questions about why this flu season is bad going forward. A couple things just to mention. It's a the flu virus changes a little bit year to year, and that's why we have to get the flu shot every year, unfortunately. This one had a little bit more of a change, and that's why we think that in spite of having a bad season last season, we're having another bad season this season, is because it changed a little bit more than usual, and that's one of the reasons. The second question I've gotten a lot in the last few days with lots of different conversations around vaccination and children and vaccination, the reason why we need to vaccinate children and adults for the flu every year is what I said before. We don't know who is going to be most affected by the flu every year. And especially those that haven't had the flu or haven't had many flu virus vaccines in their lives, like children, it is even more important to protect them because even one child's death from the flu could have been prevented. And so I would just encourage everybody, it is a safe vaccine. It's been around for decades. It's very tested and true. We recommend everybody follow guidance from our Kentucky Health Department, who just issued guidance yesterday, from the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Family Physicians.
My thanks today to Dr. Nicholas Van Sickles, infectious disease specialist at UK Healthcare, for talking with us about the current flu season and why it's not too late to get your flu shot. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.